This is the English channel. The English channel, can you hear?
On behalf of Black Hat, I'd like to present Mr. Arai Shunichi. He is the chairperson of FreeKaneko.com, and Black Hat is very privileged and happy to have him available to speak, and I very much look forward to his presentation. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. 今回フリ
ー Mr. Shunichi Arai has just introduced. I would like to talk about my experience through the development of Winnie. FreeKaneko.com about the development of Winnie.The developer, Mr. Kaneko, assistant at Tokyo University. This is an action to assist the fact that he was arrested and prosecuted. This operation is by myself and two friends of mine, the three of us together. And this is not our main occupation, of course, and so we do this in our free time.The main operations we do, separately from the lawyers, we attempt to raise a fund for supporting Mr. Kaneko and myself. I'm a good friend of Mr. Kaneko, and we are both programmers, and so I was involved in this action.Well, why did we establish FreeKaneko.com in Japan when there's a criminal case? The suspect is announced in a very negative way through the press. And we want to tell the truth about Mr. Kaneko.We wanted an opportunity to do so, and we felt the necessity for doing so. And therefore, since the beginning of this incident, the Winnie incident has been gathering much focus. And there were many people who supported our action, saying they wanted to make a donation so we could hire good lawyers.Mr. Kaneko was arrested on May 10th. Until that time, I didn't know anything that was going on. I was watching the TV news, and I found that Mr. Kaneko was arrested. I was very, very surprised. Another thing I was surprised was that I didn't know that Mr. Kaneko was developing Winnie. And...So I was just amazed at that time. We're just watching the news on TV, and I saw someone who I knew as a close friend who was arrested. This was a big shock for myself. And I immediately wanted to provide some help. And I asked for support, and my...fellow programmers, I told them the story, not only my friends, but from many, many people I received support. Through a person in Osaka, we were able to arrange for a capable lawyer. On May 11th, the Winnie incident...received much response from society, and we were preparing a website for calling for support, but there was so much response for the high load. The server at my home didn't work, so we stopped the web server and we changed the settings and we rebuilt the system andwere able to receive 100 hits per second. So So, well, what we actually did was just increase the number of threads, but we were able to handle more access. And we were able to contact the lawyer, and we were able to become an interface for communications. On May 12th, we set up a bank account for raising a fund because many people offered donations. And so I went to a bank nearby my house. I opened a new account there, and I enabled donations to be forwarded through that bank account. And trying all this, attempting all this myself was too much of a hassle for me, so I got two of my friends, and we together, the three of us, established freekaneko.com. And so the three of us started to work together. We wrote HTML and started up our new website. And this is a... considering the situation, PGP, SCP, SSH became very important since the incident has handling very delicate information. Well, the handling of information is very delicate. And writing HTML, the technology, the know-how of using a web server, as well as studying the criminal law, was very, very helpful. I've only read some textbooks of learning the criminal law, but this was actually very helpful and became in good use. In a week, it took us 1 week, but we were able to establish the freekaneko.com site. Well, many people attempted to support, but, well, why did we try to take this effort? I'm an old friend of Mr. Kaneko. We are both programmers, and so I had a very strong feeling I wanted to support him. And considering the situation, his arresting and prosecution is really beyond Japanese law. I thought it was really unfair. As a software engineer, his freedom for research and development must be protected. I felt this very strongly, and so from this perspective, and from the fact that I'm a close friend of Mr. Kaneko, we established freekaneko.com, and we were able to set up this operation. What we were most concerned about in establishing this site was, firstly, as much as possible to be neutral and fair, because our objective is to try to protect Mr. Kaneko, to try to save him, but there are various perspectives and thoughts behind this, but among this, we wanted to be as neutral as possible. Another point is we wanted to be as clear as possible regarding the logic behind what we are trying to do. We are trying to claim the fact that Mr. Kaneko's arrest and prosecution is really unfair and is really beyond the control of Japanese law. We wanted to make this point as simple and clear as possible. The third point is we wanted sustainable action to be enabled. So we didn't want to sort of go overboard or overwork ourselves so it goes beyond our control. And the three of us each have our jobs. We only have limited time for working on this. And so we did not want to increase the number of staff members or expand our operations. We wanted to limit what we do and wanted to keep it within our control. Well, what we feel is really the issue in this situation. I mentioned earlier on that this is legally a problem, but by the criminal law, there's a concept that if one is punished, if one is claimed to be subject to a crime, there must be clearly there must be clearly evidence that that person has been involved in a crime. And in any documents, we cannot find the fact that creating a P2P type software is itself is a crime. Well, why did the police arrest him? Why was he prosecuted? This, we feel, is a very big problem. For example, in the past, the copyright law, copy protection, releasing equipment became an issue. In the past, you were free to make these items, but the copyright law was amended and this is banned now. Copy protect, avoiding equipment today can very easily be used for illegal duplication of copyrighted material. But by having proper legal regulations, it can be clarified that that this is an illegal action, and Japan should be capable of doing so. So in this case, without discussing any possibility of new laws, Mr. Kaneko was arrested. And if the fact is that the police can simply judge what is a crime, if they can simply make the definition, then this makes it very difficult for a researcher, for research and development, or for actual development as business in this field. In the past, for example, in VCRs, there was a big case in the United States in comparison, perhaps, like if there's the same situation as Sony producing the first video deck, the first VCR, anyone could be arrested for being involved in that development. One concept or policy that we have is that we do not debate Mr. Kaneko being arrested and prosecuted is the big issue, but regarding other minute issues, we do not discuss or debate. Our focus is on the freedom of the developer, on the programmer for research and development, and this should be protected. This is the one and only point that we consider. So this is not an issue of the program Winnie itself. How is the copyright law applied to this, etc., are not issues that we focus on. Many people have their comments about this, and so we don't want to step into that. So we are not prepared to discuss these issues. We want to make this clear. In reality, within freekaneko.com, there are many voices, and the copyright people have different ideas on how the copyright law should be utilized. and their views on copyright itself, but the one point that we try to make is that his arrest, Mr. Kaneko's arrest itself, is a very strange fact. Well, following this, there was a lot of response from many people. Since the days immediately after his arrest, there was a lot of support from many people, and we gathered a lot of donations, and many people, many hits to our site. And the interesting point was that many of these people were people that you would feel are not into technology or into copyright in a professional sense. And even from people who say that copyright should be protected, they actually claimed that the arrest was very odd. In the first 1 month, we were able to gain donations of 60 million yen. And the accounting and tax issues are very complex here. So we have given up collecting donations. But in the future, I think it's an issue for us to have to consider what we're going to do about collecting funds and donations and tax issues, etc. Our website recorded a maximum of 1 million hits per day. My server at home was at its peak trying to receive so many hits. FreeKaneko.com also received much attention from the press, from newspapers, magazines, and other media. Some places were merely talking to us through interest, but other media were very serious and very cooperative. It really depended on each media. But the strange thing is that none of the television stations have approached us for any interviews or any research. So it really depends on each media. I think it might be hard to broadcast on television. The issue might be too complex. I don't know. Currently, the Winnie incident is taken to court under criminal law. Twice a month, sessions are held at the Kyoto Prefectural Court. But this is a very fast pace in Japan for this kind of case. So we believe that without taking too much time, Mr. Kaneko will be sentenced. We have a lot of members in the protecting lawyers. I'm not sure of the actual number, but there are more than 10 lawyers who are supporting this. And I think it's very interesting, if you actually go and observe the courts, the prosecutors and lawyers are very severely debating against each other. It's like a drama on TV. They're really yelling at each other. FreeKaneko.com, together with the group of lawyers and Mr. Kaneko, we operate separately. FreeKaneko.com is separate from the lawyers and Mr. Kaneko. We operate separately, and we act based on our own perspective. Changes in our actions. At the very beginning, we were very, very busy with these actions. Firstly, collecting donations. We had to do accounting for the fees. Also, we had to manage the website. There was a lot that we had to do. But starting up the website and later things started to sort of settle down, and studying the situation as well as dealing with the press became an issue. The site itself is stopped currently, but now we are preparing for new actions. Later on, I'd like to get into more detail about this. Now, FreeKaneko.com's strategy, our strategy, the pros and cons I'd like to mention. First of all, the good points through our experience is that, firstly, I think it was very good that we are neutral. I think this has enabled us to cope with the media, and in order to be neutral, we were able to avoid strict criticism in public. And also the fact that we act with our true names, and so the press it enabled the press to interview us very easily and to announce about us very easily. Sometimes we were asked questions like, do you really want to give your name? But there were some strange people that actually telephoned my university claiming against me, but other than that, there wasn't any big problem, and just because I announced my true name through the press didn't cause any major problem. Thirdly, we took very swift action, and we were able to build a big fund through donations and establish a strong group of lawyers. The day after the arrest, we were able to take action, and in 2 weeks from that, our site was up and running. This speediness, I think we really did very well in. If there were any points that we should feel as bad points, maybe we should have been more active about collecting more members. Also, after collecting members, we should have established a member list, a mailing list, to ask for people to participate. Who is interested? Who wants to participate? It's hard to do that now because we haven't prepared for any mailing list. So it's very hard to do this. Also, the third point is having only three core members, we feel there's really a lack of resource. But I think in the first point, going back to the first point, I think taking swift action was very good. And I think having only three members enabled that. But focusing on the future, I think we should perhaps consider having more members. This kind of supportive activities in the past, at a private level, this kind of support actions, commonly, I think there might be a lot of discussion about this, but through our experience, we came up with a few points, so I'd like to mention these. Firstly, the most important is that you have to open a website and have a neutrally supported website. By doing so, you can clearly express your stance, because the media, the press, tends to be very much towards the prosecution, very much towards the police announcements. So I think to be in a neutral stance is very important. With this Winnie case, we were able to gain much support. But I think in reality, perhaps there should have been much more debate, much more discussion between different perspectives. And I think there are many cases like this that I think many more complex sites, many more complex cases, where I think that having a website for support will enable simplification of discussion of the case. The second point is, in this kind of case, the concept of copyright is quite complex, but you tend to think about issues like this. But the most important thing is that you have to take action. Move now is most important. And don't waste time with debate and discussion. Many people are going to discuss anyway, and anyone can do it at any time, whenever they want, but supportive actions must be taken action immediately. So, regardless of any debate or discussion, actions have to be taken. And collecting large funds like this case, or forming a team of lawyers, in reality, I think, is very difficult. But since we were able to gain much support in this case, we were able to gain a large fund and a lot of support. But there are other cases, like there aren't any organizations like EFF in Japan. So I think in reality it will be difficult for this kind of case to be controlled in the future. Now, Freakonico.com, through our experience, what we are most delighted about is the fact that we have been able to be cool and be logical, but I think it was very meaningful what we have done so far. Because in the past, when you say when you think about this kind of action, I think it might be sort of rather, I don't know if emotional is the right word, but it's very much one-wayed, in a sense, as regards the policy. You might imagine something like that. But FreeConnecto.com, we merely focus on reality, the truth, and claim what is going on in reality. But I think we've been able to prove that what we have done is right. So, through these kind of actions in the past, you know, people might have had some sort of feeling of resistance. But I think with our operations, I think it's much more easier for people to participate or to support our actions. Now, the next point, I think, the next important point for us is how we make this sustainable operation. Now, let me change the subject a little bit. This is more a general comment, but how engineers act in society. In the United States, computer engineers, software engineers are commonly active in society. The famous one is EFF, of course. EFF is in the position of protecting the electronic world and plays a very important role in the today in the internet, and they're very active, having very rich funds. CPSR, you might not be familiar in Japan, but it's a group of specialists gathering on a volunteer basis for giving advice, etc. And they are an NGO approved by the United Nations. They're a group of professionals. CPSI Japan is also a smaller group in Japan. They are a smaller operation, but they are interested. They are active. They do have a website, so please access if you're interested. Thirdly, APC, you might not be familiar with. But non-profit organizations, open websites, etc., they provide support for exchanging information. In Japan, JCANet is an organization that supports the operation of APC within Japan. It's a sort of Japanese version of APC, so to speak. As for non-profit organizations, they take various actions. Also, recently, in universities, a moral of handling information is considered as a very important issue. So, protecting privacy etc. Is really essential for protecting safety on building software. For example, the safety or protecting avoiding criminal use, etc. Any engineer should be aware of this and should be conscious of this. Also, how much are we going to allow the police to monitor us and listen to us? In the internet society today, it's merely a technical issue if you only talk to the police officials or to software specialists. But I think specialists and engineers, professionals, have to be more aware of these issues. They should be more a part of society rather than being narrow-minded. I think it's a very important issue. Well, as engineers, what should we do? Firstly, the most upfront actions that we take should be regarding legal issues or policy issues. From a professional perspective, we should take clear actions. This is like CPS and EFF do as organizations. I think this is a very positive movement, but I think in reality it is not easy and you need clear presence. Or without any presence, I think people might not recognize you at all. And I don't think we really have reached this stage as of today. Also in Japan, in reality, any legal cases against the government, you can't win. This is different from the US. I think we have to change in Japan. But to have non-profit organization, or as engineers, I think there's a lot for us to do. Firstly, as a group of specialists, we should keep good communication, also business support as well as education among engineers. In Europe and America, like ECM, etc., there are such organizations. They operate as academic organizations, but before being academic, they are a group of engineers. So they have specialized training programs or introduction of personnel, etc. So this is slightly different from Japanese academic organizations. They are merely a group of professionals, specialists. And there are such organizations in Japan in different fields, like in medicine, etc. But in engineering, in computer engineering, there are hardly even any unions. Also, software engineers, their working conditions are not always very good. It's usually usually you have to cope with long hour days. I think these kind of issues too, I think everyone has to think together. Also, research, studying, and advice on technology and products, is this might, you might have the impression that this is a non-profitable action or a social action. There's the magazine Kurashi no Techo, meaning your daily life notebook, which focuses on various technologies and products from the consumer's perspective, but in our field there's not much focus in such way. How is this accepted from society or from the consumer's perspective, or how can we give advice or conduct research and development for businesses, for example? And consumers, as well as businesses, often are subject to having to buy very expensive, unreasonably expensive security software, etc. So as a group of specialists, I think we can offer much more to the consumers, individuals, as well as businesses. Thirdly, software development for society. For example, in the United States, you can use software has been developed where you can use the internet without giving your name. It can be anonymous. Or in Japan, there are NPO supporting software as a concept, or software for people to communicate between each other or to support each other. These are currently under development, and I think this can contribute to society. Our activities in the future, there are various issues that we have to cope with, but with the current freekaneko.com, having this as a base, we would like to become a more flexible and more vast organization, but there are various issues which aren't easy to cope with. Can we really operate an NPO? And if we hired full-time staff members, then can we afford to pay them their wages? And also, can we gather as many members in the organization and also sufficient funding to enable this? Also, the most important point is, what is our final objective? What are we trying to do? In order to gather members, we want to do something that would satisfy them. But as I mentioned earlier, in Japan, when there's a legal case, etc., well, it's very hard to make this a big issue. So as I mentioned up front, like having software specialists get together as an organization, I think that's one direction that we can consider for the future. So from a neutral perspective, to be able to introduce professional personnel, and also for labor issues, such as engineers hired overtime, but they can't claim their overtime payment. I think people must speak up more about these issues. Also, certain technical issues cannot be solved very easily. And how does this match with other technologies? There are some issues that, I think there are actually many issues that can be only solved by a professional group. And there are software engineer organizations in Japan, but they are mostly focused on academic issues, and I think there's not much communication between the engineers. So I think as specialists we need more active communications and more from a realistic perspective. I think there should be some sort of organization to tie these communications together. And finally, before I wrap up, but this is a self-introduction of myself. My name is Shunichi Arai. I'm a representative of FreeKaneko.com. And also, I'm a representative of a small company called Melatone. At the same time, at Watasa University, I am a student of the graduate course of the doctor's course. And so I spend every day very busily, as you might imagine. I have a very strange background, actually. After graduating from junior high school, I started to work as a programmer. Senior high school and university, I never entered. I went immediately to graduate school to a doctor's course. This is through all through my profession, through my experience at work, through support from my colleagues and my seniors at work. Through my career, I was able to go ahead in this way. And so now my concern is how I can contribute to society. And today I'm doing three main things, but it's very hard to switch between the emotions or the modes of each. I have to make a living, I also have to be academic, and also I have to be non-profitable at the same time. So it's, in reality, it's very hard for me to keep switching my mode to try to cope with all of these. So finally, I'd like to open the floor if there are any questions or comments that you may have.
Yes, you said you quit accepting donations. I'm curious if the donations you did collect were sufficient to pay the team of lawyers that are currently engaged, are the funds you currently have sufficient for the defense as it stands?
そう思います。ただまだ。
Yes, I agree, but I don't know how long the case, court case will take, so I don't know what will happen in the future.
Hi. Do you think that between the Kevin Mitnick case and this case, free Mr. Nakano, right? Is there any similarities? Are you basing your case, are you trying to make something similar to free Kevin?
So is that?
Yes. The Mitnick case I'm not really familiar with myself, but the Free Kevin actions are really a sample for us. But I don't know how the similarity of each case. I don't know how close that is.
I'm curious if you've received any international press or any contact with organizations like the EFF and the CPSR, if any of these people have been in contact with you, or if you found that the international community has shown any interest.
Firstly, regarding the press, the media, let me first talk about the media. AP have contacted us. We have been interviewed. And EFF members, we have received email saying they wanted to keep in touch with us. But in reality, that's about all we've had from overseas. There's been no contact regarding donations or support. So we really want to have more people aware of our actions, and we feel it will be better in future if we can take more international action. But on our website, we do have English language text too, so please access freakaneko.com.
My question is your main purpose here to get your friend out of those troubles, or more like to organize a Japanese EFF here in Japan?
First, our objective was, since Mr. Kaneko was arrested, and so we wanted to free him from the police. That was our first objective. But today, our objective is Mr. Kaneko and myself, having experienced this Winnie incident, we want to have an opportunity where we want more people to be aware of the situation and work on these types of problems towards the future. So I think in the future, yes, maybe a Japanese version of EFF might be a possibility in the future.
I'm curious, it's sort of a legal question, so I don't know how much you'll be able to answer, but whether the new laws, you said there were new laws that were enacted, were those, do you know, a result of treaties, and Japan passed those laws in order to comply with international treaties that it signed? Do you know if that was where those laws came from?
Well, regarding these laws, for example, the release of copy protection, is that what you're mentioning?
Yeah, the anti-circumvention, or the things that that say you cannot make devices that allow to bypass copyrights, whether those were a result of international treaties.
I'm not a specialist in these issues, but I think there is some relation with international treaties that Japan is, that Japanese law is following these treaties.
So, what will be the penalties for your friend?
Well, we still don't know as of yet, but I don't have any data in my hands right now, but even if he lost in the law case, in the court case, I think as a result, he might be imprisoned for a few months, sentenced to imprisonment of a few months, but exempted from that. So in reality, I don't think he's going to go to jail. But I'm not a specialist, and I really can't comment on this immediately. We just have one more minute. I'd like to just one more question, if you have anything.
あの
I think the main point of your presentation was much focused on what your achievements, but are there any negative issues that you could mention about? I think if there's any negative response from outside or any resistance against your actions, I don't want to get into too much in-depth debate about this, but regarding laws against creating, there is debate about creating software to enable the development of computer viruses, etc. If you have any comments on these issues. Well, regarding your first point, our freekaneko.com activities, we haven't received any particular resistance or claim against our activities from a legal perspective. A lot of the debate has been on is the software program Winnie good or not? And there's been a lot of debate about some people say that creating such software should be subject to criminal law. There's been debate on both sides about this. There hasn't been much criticism against us, but I'm sorry, since I'm running out of time, let me run through this. But research and development of computer software seems very positive. It's a very good act, but software is going to increasingly have an important role in society, and it can act in a good or bad way. So far there hasn't been any computer virus as strong as an atomic bomb, for example, but well, how should the police keep control over this? That's not the issue. The point is, in society, how do we cope with these issues? And I think there should be more discussion and debate on this. And we want to be neutral about this. Well, I'm sorry we are up to time. I've just been told that we are out of time now, so thank you very much.
どうもお疲れ様でした。
Thank you very much.